How is the government actually going to achieve all of this? Joining us now, the Minister, Mr. Nitin Gadkari. Thanks very much, sir.
Thank you.
Sir, 2030 is the deadline which you are looking at. Realistically, how easy or how difficult will it be to achieve this?
It is not difficult. Even if we can achieve that within 5 years.
Within 5 years?
Yes, I am telling you because the economic viability is there. Huh. Now, the 1 liter of petrol cost 80 rupees. 1 liter of diesel 60 rupees. At the same time, same mileage in electricity cost 10 rupees. So first of all, it is most economically viable, cost effective, import substitute and pollution free. The most important things are there are a lot of technologies available. Today I seen one car from one company in India that you can front level, you can plug it even in your home. A power meter, many of the houses they have a power meter. They can plug it and charge the car. There is also a charging system now. In Indian government has already taken a decision, a charging system where it is possible to it is easily possible for us to charge it. Now in the government offices, the all parking places can convert into charging station. Auditoriums can convert into charging station. In my city in Nagpur, we have 20 charging station. Just 3 days before we have opened 3, and now we are now started 20 charging stations, and now in a big auditorium where the parking capacity of 600 cars, we are making provision for charging.
But sir, let me ask you this. The problem a lot of people say is that most people in India who have cars don't park inside their homes. They park on the streets. So governments would be required to put in charging stations across the country. Is this going to be a challenge?
No, this is not a challenge. Already in our area, we have finalized the agreement between the oil companies. And in Nagpur, in 20 petrol pumps, we have started charging stations. So this is not a big task.
So you'll have to go to a charging station. You may not necessarily be able to do it outside your home.
Even now the technology is available that you can charge your electric car or electric bike in your house. Now every day the technology is changed. Now for the bus point of view, there was a lithium ion battery.
Yes.
Within a year, the lithium ion battery cost is reduced by 45% now. So now there is new, the system is named as capacitor. The capacitor charge, they can take bus to 36 kilometer. And every bus station, for 3 minutes when the bus stands, then again they charge it for 36 kilometer next. So there are a lot of new technologies are there. And so that's the reason that it's not a big problem. And because of economic viability, because of saving, because of attractive saving, people will prefer electric car, electric bikes and electric bus.
How will you convince?
I'm telling you the economics. In Mumbai, running of diesel bus, existing bus, per kilometer cost is 110 rupees. In ethanol, we have taken Nagpur air conditioned bus.
Yes.
The cost is 78 rupees per kilometer.
But the initial cost is higher of the bus.
The investor is private.
Okay.
He is investing money and giving per kilometer charge.
So you have to
the London model. London transport model, which already I am recommending. The second thing is the electric bus, air conditioned bus, available with 65 rupees per kilometer.
All right. How will you convince car companies in this country that look 2030 and you have to move?
Sir, you don't need to convince anybody.
So the government has to tell them, sir. There has to be legislation.
I don't want to convince. As far as the legislation is concerned, it's our responsibility. We will see that as a Motor Vehicle Act and Transport Minister is with my responsibility. I will see that all type of regulations, rules and everything, we will immediately implement that. That is not the problem.
Including 2030 deadline will be a law.
Sir, I am not talking of deadline.
Okay.
Because still, just you understand me, I am confident when anything is a cheaper available in the market, you don't need to market for that. Because the cost economics is so that every people immediately will take it, that car and bike, because the saving is there. So I am confident that we will get good success. Now I am telling you. Now the manufacturers are now taking lot of initiative. They are now concentrating on their research. Availability of new technology, every day there are new technologies are available. Even Nissan.
It's a world leader. Yeah.
I just see the one car.
The Leaf.
There was a petrol generator.
Yeah.
With their average is more than 30 kilometer. Mm-hmm. The petrol generator creating electricity and with that electricity the car is running.
Right.
So the average is coming to 30 kilo per day. So it is a popular car in Japan now, and that 10,000 car they have already booked.
So will you therefore tell car manufacturers or citizens in this country that by 2030 the availability of standard petrol and diesel will be restricted, move to either public transport or to an e-car?
First of all, the pollution is a big concern. We are facing the problem in Delhi. And as far as the crude oil is concerned, we are already importing the crude oil of 7 lakh crores, out of which 3 lakh crore we are exporting. But in a situation, import substitute, cost effective, pollution free and indigenous, and the dream of Prime Minister, make in India and made in India, it can be achievable. So the reason is, I feel that now the technologies are available, research is going on, and Indian manufacturers are now in position, they can supply, and I feel that within 3 months, there will be a good market, good marketing policy of the manufacturer is also there.
Sir, you are being diplomatic, sir. When does the danda from the government come in? Sir, there has to be legislation in this country for things to move.
Sir,
people are using BS2 cars, BS3 cars, they are still polluting.
I am humbly requesting you that in this field, we don't need danda. Because the market-driven choice of the people by and large, that they will purchase electric cars and electric vehicles. Not just I am telling you, I am just searching a car for our mayor in Nagpur. Now, the one of the companies said, wait for a month, we are giving a good luxury car on electric. So now the mindset of the manufacturer, Indian manufacturer, foreign manufacturer, all in India, their mind is changed. And all companies are concentrating on research, innovations, and they are in position now to give a good cars, good models in market. And because of market demand, choice from the people, I feel that this will be pushed like in a very fast way. And response of people, definitely going to be result that the manufacturer will manufacture different type of cars.
One or two more questions. Firstly, you were talking about Nagpur. You've had a fair amount of success with buses, which are e-buses, electrically powered buses. How will you replicate this model in other cities? Because there is an introductory cost. States, for example, the Delhi government say they don't even have money to buy the normal buses. Who will fund this?
Yes. Actually, my model is don't need for fund. The London transport model is, there are 9 transporters are there. They are private investors. They are purchasing buses with their cost. They are investing money. And the rate is fixed by the London mayor. Now, on the basis of that, the private operator will come. They will launch their buses. And the corporation will pay them with the basis of kilometer. And they will take the tickets from the people. And now I am telling you, the 110 rupees per kilometer cost in Mumbai, it comes to 65 rupees per kilometer with an air-conditioned bus, electric bus. Naturally, they can reduce the ticket rate. And it can be a pollution-free, import substitute and cost-effective. So natural choice of the people will be to air-conditioned bus with the 65 rupees. Definitely. I feel that now it is the time for the country, time for the people and time for the stakeholders to take the decisions and move fast.
Last question, sir. 13 years from now, 2030, what will our roads look like? Realistically, sir, because what you're saying is a dream. It's a dream for all of us. What realistically in our country do you hope to achieve?
I have always been realistically. And in my 35 years of politics, no journalist can challenge me about my declaration. I am not challenging anything because it can indicate arrogance. But I am telling you that within 3 years, you will see that Indian roads will be of international standards.
Okay.
And now, for this year, we are awarding the works more than 20,000 kilometers. Last year, it was 18,000 kilometers.
Road construction.
Yes, road construction. And I feel that next year, our construction ratio will come 40 kilometers per day. Now, you just see the 14-kilometer road from this Delhi to
Meerut. I take your point. I think the road construction, you're doing a superb job in so many parts of this country. Just my e-cars, 13 years from now, will we have cars and buses that don't pollute across the country? That was my question to you.
I will only assure you one thing. Wait for 5 years.
And the technology will be good.
Yes. You register my statement in your bank.
You're going to register.
100% register and see the result after 5 years. A miraculous result. beyond your expectation, the country will convert into biofuel, electric, ethanol, methanol, biodiesel and bio-CNG, and import will be less. And it will be a cost-effective, import-substitute, pollution-free and indigenous, made in India, make in India, the dream of Prime Minister, 100% going to fulfill.
Sir, thank you so much for speaking to us. There you have it, the Minister, Mr. Gadkari, very optimistic. But he says he's not just being optimistic, he's being realistic. The time period, 5 years, by which time we'll start seeing some real changes.